The techniques of mirror laughter and communicative laughter are interactive and relational exercises of laughter therapy. They consist of laughing face to face with one or more partners, maintaining eye contact and mutually encouraging each other through laughter. The objective is to create a positive feedback loop of laughter, where each person stimulates and amplifies the other's laughter in a mirror effect and emotional resonance. The key principle of mirror laughter is that laughter is contagious and self-reinforcing. When laughing with someone while looking them in the eyes, an empathetic connection and emotional synchronization are created. We engage in a laughter dance, where we mutually agree on the rhythm, intensity, and quality of laughter. The more we laugh together, the more laughter amplifies and naturally spreads, without effort. A classic example is the duo laughter exercise. Face to face, the partners start by smiling at each other, then they gently laugh while looking into each other's eyes. Gradually, they increase the intensity and duration of the laughter, encouraging each other through looks and gestures. They can vary the types of laughter, silent laughter, explosive laughter, whisper laughter, and facial expressions in mirror or in contrast. The important thing is to maintain the connection and pleasure of laughing together. Communicative laughter, on the other hand, is an extension of mirror laughter to a group. Participants form a circle and laugh together, looking at each other and sending laughter like an invisible ball. Each participant is both a transmitter and receiver of laughter, in a fluid and joyful circulation. Variations involve circulating different qualities of laughter: diabolical laughter, angelic laughter, shy laughter, or laughing while moving through space. A striking example is that of Jean, an introverted and anxious adolescent who discovered mirror laughter during a therapeutic workshop. At first, he was very uncomfortable and avoided the gaze of his partners. By gradually practicing face-to-face laughter, he developed greater relational ease and self-confidence. He realized that laughter could be a way to communicate beyond words, in an authentic and benevolent way. This experience was a critical step in his socialization and self-assertion process. Beyond their immediate benefits, mirror laughter and communicative laughter techniques also have long-term effects on emotional and social skills. They allow the development of greater relational intelligence, greater empathy, and a greater capacity to communicate non-verbally. By regularly laughing with others, one learns to better decode and regulate one's own emotions, as well as those of others. We also cultivate a greater openness to difference and a greater tolerance for relational discomfort. During a corporate seminar, a team of salespeople in conflict experienced communicative laughter. While they were struggling to cooperate and trust each other, they gradually lowered their defenses while laughing together. Tensions eased, resentments dissolved in shared hilarity. They realized that beyond their disagreements, they shared the same humanity and the same aspiration for well-being. Since then, they have integrated laughter breaks into their professional day-to-day life to maintain the team's cohesion and good mood. It is important to note that these exercises require a secure and benevolent environment to unfold all their benefits. The facilitator ensures creating an atmosphere of trust and mutual respect, where everyone feels free to laugh in their own way, without fear of judgment. He suggests progressive warm-ups to tame eye contact and shared laughter. He regularly ensures the consent and comfort of each participant and adapts the exercises according to the needs and limits of each individual. In summary, mirror laughter and communicative laughter techniques are powerful vectors of human connection and relational well-being. By laughing with others, we create emotional and empathetic bridges that transcend differences and conflicts. We experience the joy of being together, celebrating life and fraternity. And most importantly, we realize that laughter is a universal language, uniting hearts and souls beyond words. Because at its core, laughing together is already a bit like loving each other. Key points to remember: mirror laughter and communicative laughter are interactive exercises of laughter therapy that consist of laughing face to face with one or more partners, maintaining eye contact. The goal is to create a positive feedback loop of laughter, where each person stimulates and amplifies the other's laughter in an effect of emotional resonance. Mirror laughter is based on the principle that laughter is contagious and self-reinforcing. By laughing together while looking into each other's eyes, an empathetic connection and emotional synchronization are created. Communicative laughter is an extension of mirror laughter to a group, where participants laugh together in a circle, looking at each other, and sending laughter like an invisible ball. These techniques have immediate benefits on well-being and connection, but also long-term effects on emotional and social skills, like empathy, relational intelligence, and emotional regulation. For these exercises to be beneficial, they necessitate a secure and benevolent setting where everyone feels free to laugh in their own way without fear of judgment. By laughing with others, we create emotional bridges that transcend differences and conflicts, and we experience the joy of being together in a celebration of life and brotherhood.